Any consent agenda items?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have one consent item. It's the Virginia Electric and Power Company. They're seeking after-the-fact authorization for a electrical distribution line that was installed by directional bore beneath Buck Mountain Creek in Albemarle County. The this is part of their strategic underground relocation program. They're attempting to get 10% of their above-ground utilities below ground for redundancy and reliability and the, you know, the retreat from storm damage. They have hired a consultant to try to run this program. The consultant reaches out and to the property owners and tries to identify the projects. It would appear that the consultant and their job is to also obtain the necessary permits. There's an online software program that they use to look at the stream drainage areas, which we use to calculate whether or not it's a jurisdictional stream. They essentially put the crosshairs on the wrong stream. It gave them a number that was less than 5 square miles, and they reported to the contractor that the stream was not jurisdictional. I do believe it was an innocent mistake. The contractor acted on the guidance of the consultant, the contractor to Dominion. And essentially, it was a Virginia Power employee and the environmental compliance inspector that discovered the issue, reported it immediately to the superiors, who got with us immediately, and we asked them to submit the after-the-fact application. We subjected it to the public review with no issues. In fact, the line was installed by a directional drill, so the stream was never touched. They went beneath the stream, still needs a permit. So Virginia Power has consented to the minimum civil charge of $1,000 with the triple permit fee and royalties. They've also met with their consultant and put in measures to try to prevent this from happening again. And they're supposed to be here today. I did not see them when you gaveled the meeting. So,
any questions for Mr. Owen? Randy, how often do we have problems with Virginia Power such as this? I don't recall.
In the write-up I gave you, we rarely have problems. They're routinely getting their permits. I do believe that this was, I mean, they've got a consultant whose job is to make sure they get their permits. And we use the same program they use. They put the crosshairs on the smaller stream instead of the stream to be crossed, and it gave them a number that was, you know, that suggested that a permit was not needed. But we rarely have an issue with Virginia Power.
Well, I see they've got also on item 6, they've got an item on the docket as well.
Yes, sir.
Is Virginia Power here or represented? They are here. Right for 6.
Yeah, the young lady that was going to represent the Patriot item might be behind the same tree I got behind on 64. She's coming from Richmond, I believe. So.
I'll tell you what we'll do. On item A, I would number one, if it pleases the commission, I know we've never had a real problem with Virginia Power. I'd like to hear what they've got to say as to what they've done as far as correction is concerned before we vote on the $1,000 civil charge. Is that okay with the commission? We set it down. We'll set that down on the docket, and when she gets here, we'll take it up in appropriate order. Okay. Thank you, sir. I've been informed that Virginia Electric, thank you all very much. The Virginia Electric Power Company is present here on the consent agenda item. So if we can take that up. And Mr. Owen?
Ms. Fisher is here if you'd like to bring her to the podium.
Okay. Ms. Fisher? Good morning. Rough ride down here today? We check the traffic before we even start. We know why you're late. Accident at the 237 mile marker, 64. Right.
I appreciate that, but again, I apologize.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, except you, God. Okay. We heard from Mr. Owen of what allegedly occurred. I can have him recite that over again for your benefit, or you can tell us what happened, or anything that you'd like to say on behalf of the company.
Well, I'm comfortable with Mr. Owen's staff report. I've talked to him about this incident, and I just wanted to report to the commission. I am with the company's environmental division, and we have matters now in place. What happened was we had a branch of our distribution portion of the company performing some underground work, and that work scope was reviewed by a consultant, but without the review of our central environmental in-house folks such as myself. And we've now brought all of our underground projects into in-house review, which would preclude a consultant from making their own determinations. So with respect to errors happening again, we hope that this process that is put in place now to review all project scopes in-house will prevent this sort of error from happening in the future.
Any questions?
Just a comment.
Dr. Neal.
It was my understanding that the error was found by you, your group, and you're the ones that brought this before us. And
correct.
So basically, I just wanted to express my appreciation for being a conscientious business entity.
Well, we appreciate that. It's an embarrassment to us because we try to do the right thing always, and when we do error, we certainly want to make it known and bring a project into compliance, because environmental stewardship is one of the highest pillars of the company. Thank you.
Further questions or comments? I have one. As I kind of started down the road, I'm not sure what the $1,000 civil charge, and then look at the matrix, but I can understand that. But and I have no problem with staff bringing that to our attention and be suggesting. However, this is the issue, as Dr. Neal pointed out. It's a self-report. Who knows whether we would have known about it had they not self-reported. I just think there is some merit and some credit should be given toward that logic and toward that approach. So I would not be voting in favor of the $1,000 civil charge. The matter is before the commission for action. Dr. Neal?
I'll move to accept the consented agreement, but waiving the $1,000 penalty, civil charge.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, members of the commission, and thank you. Don't let it happen again. Okay. Thank you.